said, I became sitting like a tree. It's an exercise. You ruined yourself.
Oh,
I ruined yourself. How do you do this? It's a long time to explain, but that's all I want to tell to you, because from your life, you do not understand part of this practice. So, in Krishna consciousness, that's also something that we're rooting ourselves to our spiritual life, and this rooting ourselves comes by stating practice, not by something else. Practice, practice, practice. And in the chapter, in this chapter retreat, I would like to give you the tools so that you can practice more successfully. But the practice you will have to do yourself either in the chapter retreat or outside of the chapter retreat. It's very important. That's Nishtha Bhakti or Steady Bhakti, where you can concentrate your mind for a long period from Krishna. And there is Anishtha Bhakti or Unsteady Bhakti, where you cannot root yourself very firmly. The five symptoms of Anishtha Bhakti are the Krishna and the Buddha. You come in when we discuss Anishtha Bhakti, and you are Anishtha Bhakti. Five symptoms of Anishtha Bhakti is something which a person like me experiences. Lie up in the sleep, if you sleep, you can. Then we sit down for the lecture, or when we sit down for chanting. The second symptom is Vikshepa. Something which is covering us. Aprati-pati means an indifference or disinterest in spiritual topics. You may say, oh, no, I'm very interested. Aprati-pati is something you could say it's an existential thing which might come from another life. Even it's something that you revolt against. To know the Sanskrit art. Krishna Jivani, you have come to give pleasure to our hearts. Please sit with, you don't feel that because you don't pay, you only come for one day, you don't you have to sit in the back. This is not true. These are some of us. based on Hare Krishna. Now all this sleep, distraction, disinterest in spiritual life, tendency towards bad habits, and the taste for material enjoyment, all this comes when you try to have a steady practice. It is just comes like that. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur describes these as ghosts which come to take hold of you. Yesterday I wanted to chant for a while on the graveyard for a certain reason which I will describe to you in this lecture. There is something that brings about meditation. But it's just a meditation you do a year later. And then I decided against it because I just know that previous experiences that sometimes ghosts come. So these bad habits, they should be dead. Don't want them any longer. But they should be in the graveyard of the past. But unfortunately, they have left the traces in our hearts. Samskaras, that's the Vedic word for impressions of influences which we suffer from. As we become steady in one practice, these ghosts come up, what is about this intoxication of eating an ice cream with pizza? But sometimes, when I go on these long travel retreats, which did really make me grow, I begin to hear old music from the Rolling Stones. Like a really music which has clearly sensuous intentions or other songs. These days it's from, and it's from the old samskaras. We hear that Johann the Baptist went into the desert for his work of practice because he wanted to be a monk. But all of a sudden, the Bible describes it, the devil came and tempted him. This is not totally irreparable. It's not necessarily that the person personified men with two horns on their head and a tail and horseshoes comes it is from the own heart that the old bad tendencies which come. This is not only a figurative description. This is what you have to expect on the 64 hours day. I never explained it before. But now you have done it. 64 hours days is also not so much about really only 64 hours. It's only the children who are these counting days. It's not the children's day. It's a very serious thing. You try to spend more hours. This is really what you intend to do. Now you have done it. And I would now encourage you not to go back to the 16 hours. You have done a major breakthrough. As the clear said to Pontibus, you have driven your tunnel out of the material world to Krishna, maybe a few kilometers ahead. The Lord came out of the tunnel. I asked Pontibus, so how was it for you? And this Pontibus said, very, very beautiful. The answer practice through this covering of forgetfulness of Krishna. And as we do the channeling, some old forms have to come out. It's good. The bigger your pile is before the tunnel, wonderful. You've done serious work. So now let us continue. Now we don't want to tell your family any house or house or this house. Your house is as many houses as you can comfortable to do. And for that we will give you time so that you can drive your tunnel. That's a good analogy, I think. So today we can learn something which means arising our spiritual feelings for Krishna. Because I believe that you have noted yesterday, mechanical chanting will not help you when you do more steady practice. You should be able to chant with feelings. And I believe every one of you made that experience that at times you have feelings of falling out. And we will learn how about this in our I was thinking the Maharajis who would like to know what it is. There is a university in the Hare Krishna movement. Yes, there is. It's something like an affiliated study center where you can actually make your doctor degree. Join the future laboratory all the time. We will work very hard on convincing you. Thank you.